Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Feet on the table.
We're gonna let the cat in, so that's not a big kerfuffle.
Okay, but I'll put that there. Right, you ready?
Battersea Arts Centre has turned the building into a stage, especially for tonight. This is a huge experiment.
That's Kirsty.
Who knows what might happen, but whatever it is, it's going to be pretty exciting.
So the idea is to put on shows that aren't just like stuff that you would see on TV anyway. They're really, really theatre performance-y shows.
What do you mean by theatre?
I mean performance style. Rather than like plays, they're like live art or performance. Stuff that can only really exist in a theatre.
It's really cold and raining quite hard, and it's dark. I'm outside Television Centre, about to go in for a backstage sneak preview of Battersea Arts Centre's Live from Television Centre broadcast. There's quite a lot of security here. There's fingerprint scanners all over the place, loads of high-vis jackets, and hand sanitizer as well. I think I'll just use it to help. Right, hands are cleaned, I'm going in.
Happening.
What don't you understand?
Everything.
It's symbolic, isn't it? He's being reborn.
He's being born. I thought he was at his party.
Yeah. It's birthday party.
Oh, so it's
birthday party.
I get it now.
The show's called The Time of Your Life, so I suppose it's like maybe looking at important moments in your life, maybe.
I just wish your baby had a beard.
I don't know what it looked like before the BBC sold it, but it's really quite building sitey. There's a massive hole in the ground and some diggers, you can probably hear them. They're making the hole even bigger. All in the name of turning this site into luxury flats. I'm just walking through this maze in the dark, trying to find a door to get into the studio. Okay, I'm in. Oh my god, it's huge. Massive warehouse. There's loads of pipes and concrete. The ceiling is dotted with so many stage lights, all neatly wrapped in cellophane, which is to stop dust getting in, apparently.
I hope the cat's alright. Can you go and check?
Were you sent it out there?
I didn't send it out there. I offered it as an option. Is he there?
No, he's gone.
Was he there?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Why are they joking?
Well, where is he?
I don't know.
Maybe I should go and check. Should I see if anyone's tweeted?
About the cat?
No. A strange one to start with, like it's not the
I
most...
think this isn't a good one to start with because people are going to turn it off,
especially because when you see the two that I really like, I think you'll see that they're really interesting.
Yeah, this is kind of exactly how you imagine like alternative theatre to be.
It is, but when you're watching it live and looking for meaning in it, it's interesting.
Yeah,
but when you're watching it on a TV, it's less so, because, well, I don't know. I think it's much easier to get distracted when you're watching on TV, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I also don't think it's a good thing to try and, like, it's not a very inclusive one to start with, to grab people's
attention. What does inclusive mean?
I don't know, it's not a people pleaser.
Do you just want, like, Great British Bake Off?
It's not, you know. It's
one for the masses.
It's not straight.
Oh, funny you should say that, actually.
Why? It's Strictly on.
No, but this might be coming out later. So they've had a child.
Hmm.
And the child has now graduated.
Hmm.
Now it's a funeral.
He's dead.
That's a bit sad.
People die there, don't they?
Really? If theatre can teach you that much. But maybe that's her ghost. Because theatre's about imagination.
Yeah, but this is about someone's life, not their afterlife.
No, but it's the wife's.
So my life and my wife's afterlife.
No, because it's the man's life and the wife's after. Because we're focusing on the man's life, aren't we?
You're each entitled to your own opinion?
It's theatre, you can have anything you want. And any opinion you want. So I'm looking at the sets for Gecko's segment, which look amazing. They're sort of mock-ups of what look like classic sitcom studio flats. Everything smells really strongly of paint and glue. I think I'm getting a contact high. So the ghost wife hasn't lived to see the son's wedding.
But the ghost wife has, the real wife hasn't.
Oh, yes, you're right. The formerly real, now ghost wife. No, it's still true that the ghost wife hasn't lived to see.
Well, it depends on whether ghosts...
Where you think ghosts are alive.
A second life.
That's what happens if you have a baby with a ghost wife. It's born with no face. Alright, I'm just going to look for the cat a second.
If something exciting happens, can you comment?
Something exciting. No. Hey, cat. He came for the good bit.
Come and warm up with us. He wants to get out the window again.
He wants to go back out. Oh no, what have you started, Tim?
We'll just let him out. You know, we know he can find his way, don't we?
We've got to keep opening the door again.
Do you think that it was like representing his actual life, or it was playing with the idea of theatricality and representing just a game show version of his life? Or isn't there a difference when it comes to theatre? An illusion, a representation of reality? Because now look, we've looked like we've gone behind the scenes.
Mm. Is it about virtual reality and how far it can go?
Maybe. A bit Black Mirror-y, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it trying to make theatre more like TV, or TV more like theatre? Which is the more dominant medium?
I think it's quite hard to tell in this play, because it's about different kinds of reality.
This is playing with the ideas of both, really, TV and theatre, isn't it? Because you keep going on backstage and into these sets. It's a piece of theatre that sort of captures a lot of... Or breaks down a lot of the illusion of TV.
Okay, I'm going to go back out into the weird streets around these buildings. And as you can hear, it's blowing a bloody gale. I'm going to try and find Richard De Domenici for a chat.
Which has inspired the next show, The Redux Project, by Richard De Domenici.
This is good. This is one of my favourites. He's quite edgy, Richard De Domenici. But he does Redux, which is just recreating scenes from films and stuff, like, absolutely perfectly. Except, obviously, not quite perfectly, because it's not the same. Well, he's going to explain it.
So this is just, we're doing a little podcast, which is just about the whole thing. But mainly it's going to consist of us watching it on Sunday and
commentarying along.
Great.
But we just thought, if you know, well, you've got a couple of minutes to grab you and find out who you are and what you do and what you're doing for this. So,
yeah, so my name is Richard Dado Menici, and for this project, which is called Live from TV Centre, I'm one of five artists that were chosen to make a piece of experimental theatre at BBC TV, the former BBC TV Centre. And my piece involves, it's site specific to the place, it involves attempting to recreate pivotal moments from BBC TV Centre's illustrious history on a relatively shoestring budget in the original places where they were shot, in the hope that by making fake versions of things that are themselves inherently fake, that will somehow arrive at a greater truth. That's the dream.
This feels more like TV.
Yes. That's really good.
Is this real? Did that actually happen?
Not the elephant.
That's nice.
It's live TV, what's going on?
So many things. It's very exciting. The big difference, like you mentioned earlier, the difference between television and theatre, and the, I think the other big difference is when you're, once you're in a theatre, you've bought a ticket, you're in your seat. Unless you really, really hate it, you're probably not going to leave until the end.
Hello? Sorry, can I just grab the gilet off you?
The gilet?
Yeah, the gilet.
The gilet.
On television, if you don't really, you know, there's a multitude of choice, and if you're not fully into it, or you don't really understand what's going on, people will flick over.
Mm-hmm.
And who can blame them? Because normally I've got people in a room and they can't leave for an hour. And I can confuse them a bit and they don't necessarily know what's going on. And normally I explain by the end, but I think it's nice to make people feel a bit of uncertainty. And I think that there'll definitely be some of that here.
He explains what he's doing very clearly without making it seem like he's explaining what he's doing. Like, it's such a simple idea just to recreate stuff. But then obviously it's so much more meaningful than that.
Yeah.
What do you think of this tweet? Did Domenici's disrupting the way we normally watch television, toying with the blur of liveness and artifice, with idiocy as a disguise? I think that's astute.
Yeah.
I think that's quite astute. A simple way for people to make their own versions of BBC clips.
No.
He's very political, isn't he?
Very political.
This is, I think, a league above Gecko. I mean, they're different things, but this just works. This is just playing with the medium, or the interplay of the two mediums, so much more, isn't it?
You have to concentrate quite a lot, though.
For this?
Not this, no! Not the dancing when in sparkly trousers, but I mean...
For his segment?
Because he's got a lot of things to say.
Yeah, but it's also a lot of silliness that you can just watch.
Yeah.
All the people on Twitter that I follow.
And they all liked it.
They all like Richard Dead in Amenity. Oh, I'm going to look at that cat.
Who's
going
to get a blanket?
Who's making the tea in there?
Normal, I can't find him.
I'm listening. Seriously?
He's not out.
Who's listening to me?
He didn't respond to any call.
I got on the bus. And got on the bus. Wasn't sure, just wanted to go. It's like.
Thank you.
For me.
Being so
I'm worried about the cat.
I'm worried about the cat.
I mean, I just hope he knows his way home. This is the sort of thing that's not necessarily exploiting the change of medium. But maybe that's not necessary. It goes back to the original question of what are you trying to conform to?
Are they actually the boxers or are they actors acting as being the boxers?
I don't know. Do you like this one?
I don't know yet.
But it would be really good live. I think. Because you're right up there. But if you saw that all up close, it would be quite exciting, wouldn't it? And again, like seeing someone pelt up and down 8 times on TV is like, well, whatever.
Yeah.
But if you saw them do that live and then have to deliver a monologue, you'd be like, that's quite impressive.
Yeah, that's true.
I think I would have really enjoyed this live.
There are bits of it that were good on TV.
And also, you know, it goes back to the original important point of at least it's letting a lot of people see it who would never otherwise have seen it.
Yeah.
Which is completely separate from the, like, adapting for the medium sort of question. They're forcing the TV to work for them rather than the other way around.
But it's not.
Oh, is it? This is Jess Tom. She's the best.
I'm excited for 2 years in a row. So, here is broadcast from Biscuitland.
Expect the unexpected with potentially strong language from the start. Right, next, I'm going to watch Jess Tom rehearse a skit for her section of the broadcast. So there's an actual real-life Dalek standing in front of me. It's actually quite frightening. I don't think there's anyone in here. Oh, and there's Pudsey the Bear. Wins in the audience.
Who's that?
He's an old TV presenter. Oh. Tonight's celebration of live theatre from Television Centre. It's fine. Bang! Just ask you to sign
up. Listen, while Tourette's is the only superpower I'll ever need, it's also one of the most frequently misunderstood conditions.
This is the bit that made me want, right, like, everyone to see the show. Because it was about something I was interested in. Mark Thomas walking the
Palestinian separation barrier. Biscuit. Loads of thought and planning went into our trip. Biscuit, I got in touch with Mark by email. I spoke to the theatre. And I met with two people I know very well. Left-wing idiot and Poppy. Biscuit. We met Mark beforehand, so he had a chance to see what my tics were like. Biscuit. I was still walking at the time, but was very wobbly and needed help. Biscuit. At the start of the show, Biscuit, Mark introduced me and let the audience know I'd be making noise. Biscuit, the first half was fantastic. Biscuit, and completely absorbing. Biscuit. Then, Biscuit, in the interval, the front of house manager came and said, we've had some complaints, Biscuit, about the noises you've been making. And people are threatening not to come back unless you move. Biscuit, so, you know, would you move to the sound booth at the side of the stage? Biscuit. He was careful to point out I didn't have to, Biscuit. But at that point, I felt, if people are complaining about me, Biscuit, they don't want me here. I knew I wouldn't be able to concentrate, Biscuit, because I'd know I was unwelcome and being judged. My only option, having had that conversation, Biscuit, was to move. So Poppy, left-wing idiot and I, Biscuit, got up. Biscuit, we were watching something about segregation, about separation, Biscuit, and I wasn't welcome to watch it with other people. Biscuit. The show started again and I sobbed. I absolutely sobbed. I couldn't concentrate on what Mark was saying because I felt utterly, utterly humiliated, embarrassed and alone. It didn't just speak about the theatre, it was about everything. Like, you don't have the right to be in public space in the same way as anyone else. Your experiences can only happen if they don't impact on other people.
Later that evening, I looked on Twitter and I found a really nasty tweet by a woman who'd been there. Biscuit. Went to political comedy thing tonight. Might have learnt something, but for the Tourette's person, shouting, fuck you, Merry Christmas. Biscuit.
It's really good that they can use, TV to have that little anecdote about her not being welcome
ago,
in the theatre.
I was in an X-rated version of Beauty and the Beast
on a show that's about making theatre more accessible.
And towards the end of the run, we had a relaxed performance.
But that's it really. It's quite late now and it's still raining a lot. And all the diggers in their big hole have gone to sleep. So the foundations of those luxury flats will have to wait another day, I suppose. But all the Battersea Arts Centre team and all the TV people are still working bloody hard in that kind of hollowed out studio. And I think they'll be working pretty much solidly until the broadcast finishes in 2 days' time. You know, the arts never sleep, but it's all looking really good.
Biscuit! Grab a biscuit, grab a cat and hold tight.
We've got both!
We've got mine!
I'm Tourette's hero, the world's first fully fledged Tourette's superhero.
Oh, Johnny and the Baptist!
They're Johnny and the Baptists!
Wow.
Romans with raisin bread!
You are!
Sheepdogs dancing in the dark!
We are!
Biscuit, the cows inventing hovercraft!
So
the present day!
But we know what you love!
Cats!
You love cats! But what do cats love?
That's easy, Johnny! Cats love biscuits!
Bring on
the
biscuits! Bring on the biscuits!
It's a bit like a really niche Olympic opening ceremony, isn't it?
It is,
though. It's a party ring, wasn't it?
Oh, look at the custard cream.
Wow.
I wish that was the opening ceremony.
What, rather than Kenneth Branagh reading Shakespeare?
Yeah.
There's the take-home shot.
Yeah.
Chegwin holding a giant toothbrush.
Imagine getting to be a biscuit in the show.
That would be pretty good. You know you've made it, I think. Yeah, I'll wrap it up now, Kirsty.
Oh, I love that.
She is brilliant, isn't
so
she?
So good. Does she have any other shows?
Yeah, you can go and see her show.
I want to go see it.
Do you want to come? You can catch all of these artists live on tour.
This is great, isn't it? Look at that. It
must be so good to be there.
Yeah, but just also to watch it.
That wasn't really a take home message.
Well, 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 there we go. Thanks for watching it.
Thanks for telling me about it.
Did you enjoy it?
I did enjoy it a lot.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.